FBI agents and National Transportation Safety Board officials are in central Pennsylvania, where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed yesterday about 80 miles from Pittsburgh. Investigators are looking for evidence and remains. The 757 jetliner was hijacked after leaving Newark on its way to San Francisco. All 45 people aboard died in the crash. NPR's John Idstey is near the crash site.
This bucolic area of cornfields and small towns 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh was almost certainly not the intended target for whoever commandeered Flight 93. The jetliner crashed into an open field on land reclaimed from a strip mine. Just after 10 a.m. yesterday morning, Paula Pluta, who lives about a quarter mile away, heard a roar, went to her window, and witnessed the crash.
And it just nosedove sharper than a 45-degree angle into the ground, and a huge fireball came up out over the trees. It was probably about 100 feet above the tree line, and then a big puff of smoke.
How high was the plane when you first saw it?
It was just above the trees. It was just between the two wires there, just above there, and just nosedive. I did not see it flying flat, which some people that work just over here at the junk scrap place said it was flying flat and then it nosedove. So it was almost like somebody had taken control of the controls and nosedove it into the ground purposely.
The plane plowed into the earth and apparently disintegrated on impact, leaving a crater about 10 feet deep and 20 feet wide, with fragments of debris strewn into a nearby woods. It's reported that Flight 93 was near Cleveland when it suddenly turned around and crossed back into Pennsylvania, heading toward Washington, though FBI agents here wouldn't confirm that. Then at 9:58 a.m., just minutes before the crash, someone on the plane apparently called 911 and told the operator, "We're being hijacked." FBI agents on the scene confirmed that they've seized the 911 tape as evidence, but refused to elaborate. In a television interview, the mother of one of the passengers said her son called her from the plane and told her three men claiming to have a bomb had hijacked the aircraft. There are as many as 300 officials on the scene here, most of them law enforcement officers. The FBI is emphasizing that this crash site is being treated as a crime scene. Overnight, an area about 4 miles around was guarded closely by state police, while under the glow of portable lights, workers began creating a grid that will be methodically searched today. FBI agent Jeff Colleen says investigators will be looking especially hard for the plane's flight recorders, hoping they can shed more light on what actually occurred on Flight 93.
We'll also begin the task of the removal of remains of any victims. Right now, we are in the process of securing facilities in the local area to act as storage repositories for evidence, as well as an appropriate place for the victims of this crash.
But finding anything recognizable as either human remains or wreckage of a large passenger plane could be daunting. Investigators who've walked the crash site say they've found only tiny fragments of debris, the largest about the size of a phone book, and most are much smaller. Today, an FBI team of forensic archaeologists will begin to dig out and catalog those fragments. John Idstey, NPR News, Somerset County, Pennsylvania.